The Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. Friday morning, July 28, they arrived at Philadelphia where they were met by John Kellogg, who was just completing his medical training. A horse car took them to a depot where they caught a train for the 26-mile trip to Wilmington, Delaware. Here at a boarding house, John had rented a large, pleasant, well-furnished room for them. Mary Clough had a cozy little room just above. They felt fortunate to find such a pleasant place to stay. On Sabbath, they found a beautiful grove on a hill overlooking Wilmington. There with Dr. Kellogg and Will Fairfield, they rested and conversed on religious subjects including the life of Christ and health reform. Ellen White wrote to Edson and Emma. John takes a very sensible view of health reform. I find him in a very good, healthful state of mind on these subjects upon which we have conversed. We see the need of more earnest, active effort in reference to the great subjects of health reform. Our health institute is sinking for the want of proper physicians and proper workers, interested workers. We have sought to make Dr. Kellogg feel it is his duty to go into the institute and take hold with Willie Fairfield and Brother Sprague and with zeal and interest bring up the institute. We have taken our luncheon on the green grass, and now conversation again. Important matters are to be considered and decisions made. Now our business is to visit Centennial Grounds every day, see what we can, and, let, Mary make reports. We shall take our dinner with us from our landlady. The Review and Herald reported on August 10 that Elder White is spending a couple of weeks in Philadelphia, and is improving the present opportunity to publish second editions of the engraving, entitled Way of Life, and of the lecturer's charts, both prophetic and Ten Commandments. With efficient helpers he has greatly improved them, and will have them ready for the Michigan Camp Meeting and General Conference in September. The Centennial Exhibition, James White felt, was magnificent in its greatness, gorgeousness, and perfection, such as the newspapers could not tell it. By courtesy of the Publishing Association, Seventh-day Adventists had an exhibit there showing denominational books and health works. This was located in the main building in the American Book Trade Department, the Review and Herald, August 17, 1876.